Good evening. Welcome back into the PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII. It's presented this evening by Griner Auto Body and Griner Towing and Washington State Bank. My name is Nate Gonner. Happy to have you along for the program. It is now time for our announcement of this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And our final athlete from the baseball season is actually getting ready for his first football game this Friday, as we want to welcome in Tanner Reno, a senior from Washington High School. And let's go back and revisit Tanner's baseball season, as he had a breakthrough season for the Washington Demon baseball team at the plate. He rose his batting average 201 points from .178 to .379, and also elevated his on-base percentage 173 points from .288 as a sophomore to .461 as a junior. He led the team in both of those categories. He also finished second on the team in slugging percentage, second on the team in doubles, and was one of four Demon players to finish with 25 total hits on the season. His effort helped him earn all Southeast Conference honorable mention during the Demon's 6-20 season. We welcome in Tanner Reno, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And Tanner, first off, congratulations on the award. I know the baseball season now probably seems like forever ago, but what are your memories of the 2015 baseball season?
You know, just going down to Williamsburg, the first playoff game, and we just weren't getting anything going for us, and we had people on base, and I went up to bat just wanting to hit, and I hit a double to the fence, so.
And that was one of his many hits during the season. Now, I remember during spring, or actually early summer camp, you were in a really competitive battle with Aaron Vitito for the starting first baseman spot. Unfortunately, you weren't able to get that, and you were moved into the DH position. Initially, what were your thoughts on kind of losing that battle?
You know, at first, I didn't really like it, but, I mean, it's a team sport, so I just did my role as hitting, and that's all I could do.
Coach Miller was telling me that you just focused in and into hitting and just spent a ton of time in practice hitting. Did you see that just continue to get better as the season went along, that spending all that time in practice hitting helped you at the plate?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I realized that my only job is to hit, so I took hitting most seriously, and that was what I did.
One of the games I remember, and actually it was the game that got you your Athlete of the Week nomination back during the season, was your night in Centerville. You went 5-for-10 that night, had three doubles, drove in two runs, scored two more in a doubleheader split with the Big Red. Did you have any inkling going into that game that you might have a big night?
You know, I didn't. It was a long bus ride down there. We're all just a little bit tired, and we just went out and played.
Now, were you tired on the way back, or were you too jacked up from the evening?
I was still tired.
We're talking with our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, Tanner Reno, a senior at Washington High School. You're listening to this on the PM Sports page, AM and FM, KCII. Tanner, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, they talk a lot about their core values, and I'm curious as to some of your core values and who were some of the people who helped instill those in you.
You know, being a hard worker, and that was from my dad. Dad works hard, and he's always taught me to work hard, so that'd be one of them.
Now, I know you play both football and baseball here at Washington. Is there anything that Coach Carter or Coach Miller has taught you that's kind of stuck with you over the years?
You know, just accountability from both of them. Being accountable for what you do and taking responsibility for your actions is a big one.
Now, I know we're talking a lot about your summer sport, and we're now into fall, and you're actually a couple days away from taking on the state champs and the number one team in Class 3A in the Pella Little Dutch. I'm curious as to what your thoughts are and the team's thoughts are on starting out with the top team in the state to begin week one.
You know, it's a good challenge for us, and it'll only make us better in the long run. And I think that we can go down there and play a pretty good game, and I think we can come out with a win.
As far as you on the football field, I know last year you were kind of in backup roles in both the offensive and defensive, and I believe that you're projected to start on both sides of the football. Talk about the work that you've put in to get to become a starting lineman for the Demons.
You know, all summer we've lifted all summer for 4 days a week and just hitting the weight room and just working hard.
As far as some fun questions, off the field questions, I know that we talked during the baseball season about how you really don't watch sports in your free time. You would rather be outside either hunting or fishing. I'm curious as to what type of big game you like to hunt when you are out hunting.
You know, my favorite kind of hunting is duck hunting. I love duck hunting. Just going out and killing ducks is fun.
Have you done other things, like I'm sure shot a deer, anything else?
Oh, yeah, hunt deer, fish, it's do everything.
What was the most memorable hunting day for you?
You know, it'd probably be the day that I shot my deer that's mounted in my room. I skipped school, went hunting, and killed it, so.
That's the way to play hooky, I guess, as we're talking with Tanner Reno, senior on the Washington Demon football team. You're listening to this interview on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCI. As far as your goals for your senior year of high school, academically and athletically, what would you like to accomplish this last year?
I mean, just try to do my best and pass all my classes and not fail any of them.
Basically graduate. That's a good goal, as we're talking with senior Tanner Reno of the Washington Demon football and baseball team. He is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Well, Tanner, I want to thank you again for your time. Congratulations and good luck this Friday against Pella.
Yeah, thank you.
When the program returns, we will let you know our Friday night football broadcasting schedule. You're listening to the PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII. It is presented this evening by RLB Tiling and White's Custom Bailings.